Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Happy Saturday. Good morning. Time to get up and at 'em. Start your Saturday morning off right here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app in Richmond. You can check us out Monday through Friday, 9:10, The Fan from 12 to 3. We're also streaming in Richmond right now. So I've given you guys inside the locker room my access conversations with Brandon Coleman and Quan Martin, reactions to the game, and reasons to be optimistic. I am trying to take a very positive approach because I think the Packers are good. Like, I really think I watched a good football team beat another good football team. And you have to give the Pack credit. In 2 weeks into the season, they've made a 15-win team from last year and a 12-win team from last year look like below 500 football teams. That defensive line is elite. It is. Josh Jacobs is a solid running back that you have to have guys in the box to stop him, and then they're able to play action off of that. And Matt LaFleur just has had Dan Quinn's number, and it makes sense. He was on the coaching staff when Dan Quinn took Atlanta to the Super Bowl and lost to the New England Patriots. And since then, LaFleur has had the upper hand on DQ. He was inside the building. He found out how to take down that defense from the inside. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. I'll give you some of my game notes as I was in Lambeau to check out the game. Just so many explosive plays for the Packers. Very limited number of explosive plays for Washington. We'll get to the injuries. Is Jaden injured? I really hope not. I saw a quarterback finish out the game, and that gives me confidence. But I also told, I'll tell you honestly, I was in the locker room. It was the largest ice pack on his knee. There was absolutely a limp when he went to the podium, and it was Grant Paulson who reported yesterday, and they did have an MRI to check on his knee. The Eckler injury kills me because I think he is such a game changer for Washington. He's my guy. I was so glad when he got him. Last year, he brings a different dimension to the offense. Wise might be even more of an impactful loss because of how big of a role he plays in the run defense. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to John in Newburgh. What's up, John? You're on The Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD. How you doing? I just want to say I think the defense played pretty well, and the main thing is they kept us in the game. And the offense, they just couldn't produce the points that they wanted to. And another, they seem stale, in my opinion. And then another thing I think maybe you should talk about is these drives right before the half. It seems like they're being so conservative and so worried about leaving time on the clock for the other team that they don't score.
Right.
And it happened this time, and it happened in the Giants game. And just I want to mention about the Giants game, the score was 21-6. It should have been 42-6, Adam.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
The offense was totally stale. I think our defense kept us in this game, and we should have won. And I know you're trying to be positive, but I know you're gritting your teeth a little bit about Lattimore.
Yeah.
and then another thing, too, I know about the field goal. Who was our old field kicker, Gonzalez? Was that his name, Rodriguez?
We had Zane Gonzalez last year in the playoffs. We had Austin Seibert during the season.
Okay, well, I think maybe a DQ on a snap page, Zane, tell him to start jogging in place. start getting in shape because we may be needing them. But anyway, it's a good show as always, Adam. And sorry they lost up there when you were doing your locker room.
I know. How incredible would that have been? AWOD live from the locker room following the biggest victory on Thursday Night Football. Nope, what a dud. So disappointing. Good call, John. I'll try to answer some of your questions. I kind of disagree a little bit that the defense kept us in this game. They gave up 400 total yards. To me, the amount of first downs they gave up was insane, 22 first downs. The Packers were just on the field the entire game, right? Time of possession, 32 minutes for the Pack, 27 for Washington. This is a team that dominated time of possession the previous season. Fourth downs, we're 1-3. That was an issue. And then the red zone. We couldn't get stops in the red zone. Could not hold them to field goals. But I don't know that I agree that the defense kept us in this game because they gave up so many first downs. The two long drives in the first half were just killers, right? It was like 8 minutes plus, 90-plus yards. That can't happen. That's not what good football teams do. You don't give up that many long drives. But he's so right on the end of halves. I was talking with everybody in the press box about that situation there because at a time we were down 14-0 and it looked like, all right, well, we could drive. If we do one of our long 8-minute drives and we get into the end zone, then it's 14-7 and we'll get the ball to start the second half and maybe tie it. And then I turned to Mike and I was like, we're going to drive the length of the field and take 8 minutes? We've had like one first down. How's that going to happen? And what happened was the team punted, then they got the ball back, then they get moving into field goal range, and we should have had way more than that. The clock management was not good by Dan Quinn. I know what they were thinking, right? They thought they were in range for him to make it. They did not want the Packers to have any opportunity because of the fact that they got the ball back in half. It was a chance to get a basically two possessions back-to-back, two scores, and all of a sudden you're back in the game. And so that's why the coaching staff did it. It is the way the game works now. Just like why you went for two late in the game, because the analytics say if you make a miraculous comeback and get an onside kick and then a touchdown, you would end up winning the game by one. I kind of think it's stupid, to be honest with you, but that's kind of the way these coaches are thinking now. Lattimore, they targeted him. They went after him. And the communication just wasn't good enough from Washington because we knew that they were sending guys in motion. This is what Joe Witt Jr. has talked about over and over again. You pass that off to the next guy. You communicate out there rather than having a guy trail. I think those were my big concerns after the game. Let's go back to the phone lines. We've got Sherlock in D.C. Sherlock, you're on the fan.
Hey, this is what I wanted to say. Somebody got on his phone and was talking about Kingsbury, right, about the Commanders. That was not Kingsbury's fault. You know what I'm saying? They just like McLaren said, they beat him on all three phases, and they beat him too. You know, yeah. the last three weeks of, you know, this sort of month or however long it's been with him, it's been about money. You're getting paid. Catch the football. You know what I'm saying? The offensive line didn't protect McLaren. Nobody. Nobody catching the football. The defense stunk. You know what I'm saying? They look like they were trying to do a little something. The kicker, he can't even kick the field goal. If he had kicked both of the field goals, that would have been 6 points. The game would have been close. If they would have just gave JD a little help on that offensive line, he could have did a little something. So, that ain't no Kingsbury. That's the whole team. They stunk.
And let me ask you a question. Hey, Sherlock, let me ask you a question, because you're not wrong here. But under the previous regime, when we lose in all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams, like you're saying, we lose 42-10, right? I mean, I think you got to give them credit. We got beat in all three phases, and yet we're in the ball game in the fourth quarter.
You're right. That's a good point right there, too. When they came to the end, if, like I said, if he would have kicked them two field goals and they would have gave J.D. a little, the offensive line would have held up for him, that's the type of game that J.D. would have, he would have took that game. They would have took, because they were slack. Their game was coming up short on the end, Green Bay. But I'm going to tell you something about Green Bay, too. Let me tell you about them. They did that in their stadium. Parsons, yeah, they did their little thing. But I'm going to tell you something, though. When they go in somebody else's stadium that can play a little bit, they're going to stop a mud hole in them. They did that in their stadium. Like I said, when they go out, they got something coming. They ain't all that evil.
Hey, good call. I appreciate the energy and passion. Home field advantage makes a difference in the National Football League. And Lambeau Field is something special. It is. I was there to witness it. It's a home field advantage. You know, they say it's 3 points at most places, maybe it's five there. It was a difference. Plus, it felt like the refs were on their side at times as well with some of those ticky-tack penalties. But, I'd love to see them come to our stadium. And if we go on a win streak, maybe that can happen. But I'll tell you right now, a week, 2 weeks into the season now, it seems like Green Bay and Philadelphia are the front runners in the NFC. I still think Washington's a playoff team. We lost to a playoff team. I mean, look, this team still has the entire season ahead of them and games that they can win and should win. The reason we won 12 last year is we beat every single team we were supposed to beat. You're not supposed to go to Lambeau on Thursday Night Football and defeat the Pack, especially after they make the Detroit Lions look like a JV team. The Packers are good. They've been building up that organization. To me, that was a difference of two franchises that are both going in the right direction, right? We're both going up, but they had a head start. They've had a head start on us while we were dealing with Ron Rivera and him not knowing that we were eliminated from the playoffs and all that garbage. So it's just year two. And again, this team is a playoff team. I think we saw the Packers are a Super Bowl contender. As much as we believed we were a Super Bowl contender, maybe we're outmatched by a real Super Bowl contender. You saw the age difference. I have to keep talking about that. The age difference made a difference. All right, that won't be a difference every game, but on a short week, Thursday Night Football, the age absolutely played a part in the defeat. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. We're live and local on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. It's going to be a long week for the Commanders as they prepare for the Vegas Raiders. A lot of upset fans. That's what happens when you get showed out by the opposition on primetime Thursday night football. Still was a fun trip for me. A bucket list item for sure to hit Green Bay, to see Title Town USA, Lambeau Field. Everything about that is awesome. I absolutely would love for Josh Harris to build an entertainment district like they have there outside of that stadium. It's terrific. It's a great place to hang out and then go to a game. Still to come on the show, I'm going to predict what the big storylines will be for this week here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, as well as all of the TV coverage and newspaper coverage this team gets. I think it's going to be all about, is Jaden 100%, especially with Grant's report yesterday of him getting an MRI done. How much does Bill now get to run? Does Chris Rodriguez get an opportunity? Is it going to be all Bill? Do they trust him in the backfield on some of these play-action plays? I think it's going to be some of the big questions. And then how does Washington now stop the run without Dietrich Wise? If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. You can always tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Let's head out to the phone lines right now. And let's go to Kelly in Maryland. Kelly, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Oh, man. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it sucks to lose, but it's good to have a gut check, a character check early in the year. Last year we had it midseason against Philly on a short week, on a tribal week, and this year was pushed forward a little bit. And Green Bay is an excellent team, well coached. They got skilled players all over the place, and that defense is a beast. So, you know, you hate to lose, but it's no shame losing to that team under those circumstances.
No, but Kelly, one thing that needs to be better than last year. The Eagles loss, we didn't regroup, and then we lost to the Cowboys, right? We had 10 days off just like this. That can't happen again.
Correct. Yeah, we came out bad against that Cowboys team. So we'll see. We'll see if they learn some lessons, and they, you know, need to come out of this Vegas game with a win. One question I had is, when did John Bates go out? Because I think that affected how committed they could be to the run. And then once they got down 14-0, they were kind of chasing the game, and that took them further out of the run. But I'd be interested to see when he came out and then how severe his injury is. But, you know, it's NFL, man. You know, it's a long season. We just need to get this next one, get to 2-1, and, you know, get out of his first four games, 3-1 or 2-2 at the least.
Yeah. No, good call. Good stuff there. I'm trying to find out exactly when John Bates got hurt. I believe it was in the first half, and it certainly made a difference. I mean, I've told all of you guys, he's my surprise X factor for the season. He is not just a sixth offensive lineman, but, you know, he helps out in every part of their offense. He is just such a great blocker in the rushing attack. I mean, it really does hurt to lose him in that game. That's certainly a good point right there. He's become one of the NFL's best blocking tight ends, and it made a difference in the rushing attack. And that's the other thing, right? Like, this team just was so good against the Giants. 200-plus rushing yards. Against the Packers, 51. You had three different guys carry the ball for 17 yards. And again, when Jaden is able to hit 34 or more, this team, I believe, is 10-3 overall. And that third loss was to the Green Bay Packers. They need Jaden to be able to take off. The Packers bottled him up completely. It was his worst rushing performance since that Eagles game last year, Thursday Night Football, when he was seeing ghosts and had 7 carries for just 18 yards. Pretty much the exact same 7 carries for 17 yards. Back to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Kevin in Arlington, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Adam, thank you for taking my call. I want to step back and go big picture. I'm not really concerned about next week against the Raiders. I'm just concerned about the season and the program. And here's what I mean. You mentioned just a while ago about, you know, how Green Bay has been at this for a while. Philadelphia has been at this for a while. Baltimore's been at this for a while. Okay, this is our second full offseason that Peter's had to address the club. Now, I love that we went and got Dietrich Wise. Part of me wonders about how we practice in August to get us ready to absorb contact in September. And I'm not surprised that we played a team like Green Bay on a short week at their place and got the hell kicked out of us. But I really don't want to focus on that so much as, listen to this, Adam. Let's look at last year's draft class after Danielson Sandstill. Johnny Newton, second round. Ben Sinnott, second round. Luke McCaffrey, third round. Jordan McGee, fifth round. Hampton, sixth round. Gone. Baptiste, seventh round. We're getting Jack Squat from that class. Okay. Now, Coleman, God bless him, he has played out of position last year at left tackle. I think he's going to be great at left guard. What are we doing this year? We're playing Connolly out of position at right tackle instead of left tackle. Why? Because we have a million holes. Because Rivera, let's count who he left us that was worth a damn.
You just mentioned it right there, though. You just mentioned
it. Wait a minute.
Rivera messed this thing up.
Okay, but let me – this is how badly he left us. Bates, Cosme, and Quan Martin in 4 years. And so my problem, Adam, is we're all worried about the rookie contract. We got the NFC Championship game. You know what? I think it was a little bit of a mirage. We had an amazing good streak. We had Superman behind center. We won up in Detroit big, and I think that in getting to the NFC title game gave us a false sense of who we are and where we are in the program. And the frustration is we have to trade draft picks to go get Debo, to go get Tunsil. Our draft picks from last year, other than the two I named, and Coleman is just okay. I don't know how we build up a Super Bowl team while we're on a rookie contract. I think we're going to have to let the season play out. I think we're looking at a 9-8 time team, kind of like what Joe Burrow is doing up in Cincy. They're dangerous. They win a lot of games, but they don't win more than 9 or 10. They got to the Super Bowl that 1 year, and everybody thought they were a different kind of team. Well, it's kind of like us getting the NFC Championship game last year. Maybe we're a hell of a lot more like the Bengals, and we have a hell of a lot of holes. And so all I'm trying to say is I think we need to reset our expectations, but I am very interested in the top level of what is Harris thinking. What is Peter thinking? What do we really have here? Because we were exposed. We are not in Green Bay's league, and we are not in Philadelphia's league. We're not, period.
I mean, you're absolutely right. But, like big picture, I've been saying, if you listen to this show, give Adam Peters 2.5 years, right? This is 1.5. He needs another offseason for free agency, for draft picks. Yes, you can say that some of the draft picks, like Ben Sennett, like Luke McCaffrey, have not developed, but Brandon Coleman, Mikey Sanders still have. I think Johnny Newton will give us more. But it's the cupboard was left dry, empty, because of Ron Rivera. So you have to give this time. I think we're on different pages for expectations. Everybody thought Super Bowl contender, and I even said that. But the real expectation is just a playoff team. It was shown on Thursday night the Packers have a better roster. It was shown last year the Eagles have a better roster. But, like, are we a playoff team still? Yes. I'm saying yes. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Jack in Vienna. What's up, Jack? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Adam? Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
One of the biggest differences I've seen in these last two games from last season that's kind of got me scratching my head is, man, we ran a lot of hurry up. Jaden was getting everybody to the line, and we were about that business. And I just think that it gave him an edge. I think it gave him a little bit of leverage against the defense that he was playing. And I think that we're slowing the game down enough.
Well, let me say something real quick, bro, because you're on the money with that, and I'll tell you straight from the locker room, the guys felt like they didn't get to their hurry up, which is where they get going. You got to get that first down to get to hurry up, right?
Three plays and a punt,
that was your entire first quarter.
That is true. Yeah, we did not see a lot of first downs, but I like to see us moving with that kind of confidence, and we came out scared, it looked like.
Yeah. No. We weren't able to establish the run. And then, dude, the pressure affected Jaden. The pressure affected the whole game plan.
They were just running up and touching him on every play. Every play they touched him. Even if they didn't hurry or sack him, they'd come up and slap him on the chest. I mean, it was not embarrassing, but it hurt.
It did. Especially when Micah, threw him to the ground after the play, and then they called a penalty on us. I mean, home field advantage, yeah. My goodness. They were cooking.
There's some stuff missed, but, I mean, we should figure that going into Lambeau, you know.
Yeah. No, it's a tough environment on a short week.
Yes, sir. Well, we got next week to look forward to. Thank you so much for having me.
Good call. Appreciate you chiming in. Love the energy and the passion. We all want to see this team win. It's difficult when we're all watching the same thing. We stayed up late to watch it, too. And look, I'm upset. I'm trying to stay positive and optimistic. I'm not going to be the same person if we lose to the Raiders. I mean, that would completely change my mind about everything moving forward here. You have to win the games you're supposed to win. We were never supposed to win this game. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, streaming 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. And if you're enjoying the show, that's where you can check me out during the week, Monday through Friday. Download the Odyssey app today, anywhere you get your app set. It's free, AUDACY. It's free. AUDACY. You just search 910 The Fan and you'll find me Monday through Friday from 12 to 3, or check out the podcast, Best of AWOD Radio. It's available every day. If you missed this show, you can rewind on the Odyssey app or check out the podcast that Wes will put together. You just search Overtime on 106.7 The Fan. Love to make this the most interactive radio show possible. We got 30 minutes left for you to get in your calls, your thoughts on the game Thursday night football, or what you expect moving forward with all the injuries Washington suffered. Mark tweets me, Great show today. Excellent Lambeau recap, post-game interviews. Thanks, Mark. It was a great trip. Really wish it was less of a depressing locker room, but I had great conversations with Brandon Coleman and Quan Martin. And I did think Bobby Wagner was the most interesting of all the interviews there. Everybody's upset. Everyone's disappointed. They just didn't execute the game plan that they had. Maurice tweets me, AWOD, please remind everyone, we had a three-game losing streak last year with a horrible loss to the Cowgirls. The sky was definitely falling, but then look how we recovered. At 1-1, we have same record as last year after two. These types of losses can make you much better. I mean, look, last year, that's right, we were 1-1 and then had our coming out party against the Cincinnati Bengals. Well, let me also just remind everybody about Terry McLaurin last year to start the season. Week one, 2 catches for 27 yards. Week two, 5 for 48, right? That's this year. Last year, 2 catches for 17 yards, 6 catches for 22 yards, week one and two. Week three, he had his big play, all right? He had his massive game, and then he took off from there on, right? I mean, that's what we need. We need Terry to get going. I mean, I'm going to talk about a positive for a second here. Deebo Samuel has been worth the trade. I don't care if people are like, oh, we got a draft, we got to get younger. Deebo Samuel's been everything I wanted and more. That kick return was awesome. Feels like every time he touches the ball, it's 8 to 10 yards. He's our best explosive playmaker right now. Zach Ertz still has found the fountain of youth. He looked so good cutting up field on that great catch and run 20 yards into the house. That was like our only other explosive play. So and then I like what Bill can bring. So if Scary Terry can get back to last year's form, we have a lethal offense once again. All right? And this is now their time to hit the practice field. They have not practiced together enough. It's unfortunate, and I don't want to make it all about, Terry's holdout and stuff, but this is kind of their preseason right now, which sucks because it counts, right? And I'm so pissed that we lost that game, and part of it is because Terry wasn't out there on fourth down, and he wasn't on the same page with Jaden. But it's still early in the season, so I'm pumping the brakes. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. Philip in Reston. Philip, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. My big issue here with the Commanders is their use of personnel. This whole business of bringing in Connerly, who I'm sure is a great left tackle, to play right tackle, never played right tackle before, and going against the best pass rusher in the NFL, to me that is complete insanity. I mean, what are they thinking?
Well, I watched the film again, but what I saw, they were chipping him at times. It didn't work. Micah's amazing. Connerly was bad, but all the talk in training camp was how well he was doing and absorbing the knowledge that you need to play that position. So it's been a bad first two games, and if you want Andrew Wiley in there, it's fine, but it's also Andrew Wiley.
yeah, I mean Wiley is at least a veteran there. I'm not saying that he would have done a whole lot better against Parsons, but I'm just talking about their plan, this trying to convert people. They should have gone out and got a right tackle, and to me, that just doesn't make any sense at all. And to put Connerly in that position, it was just crazy. And secondly, Eckler, the guy is, they put him in there as the main back on first and second down. He is subject to getting injured. He's more of a third down type back. They should have had Rodriguez in there taking the pounding and bring in Eckler, is the third down back to catch some passes and stuff like that. So my basic thesis of what I'm trying to get across is I don't think they're doing a very good job at all with personnel and trying to convert people and who they're using, and it just makes no sense to me. And yeah, just like to hear if you have any further comments on it, and thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah, good stuff, man. And I agree with what you're pointing out. I just think the coaching staff would disagree. I think they really like Connerly, and they think, hey, you got to throw him into the fire. You have to, right? He They thought he won that job in training camp over Andrew Wiley, and they think that he can provide better blocking than Andrew Wiley. It's been tough. He has not been good in the first two games. For Eckler, I think they think he has the most upside when he's healthy of all the backs that they have. They can trust him to block. They can trust him to catch the ball out of the backfield. Grascamere dropped one when we threw it to him. I mean, maybe it was a bad throw, but he didn't catch it. Eckler does. Eckler's on the same page with Jaden. He was so good last year that it totally makes sense why they overused him to start this season. So I think they would just disagree with what the caller's saying about some of the personnel things here. And it's still early. It's still really early in the season to think that Connerly was not the right pick. Let's go to PJ in Reston. PJ, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, lovely Saturday to everybody. So, you know, the game kind of went like what I expected. You know, I do like a thing on Facebook where I predict the score of every game before the game starts. And I knew this was a game I should have picked them to lose because they're not going to go like undefeated all year. But I picked them to win a close game. But I don't have any concerns on how the game went. You know, if you're going to lose a game, you lose like that. It's not like we got blown out.
Right.
And my concern is this. Even before we traded Brian Robinson, I thought that the coaching staff and all the people calling and, you know, you guys are awesome, but even everyone on the radio, hardcore overrated the depth at running back, which I just thought was really bizarre. It's not like we had eight running backs, right?
I don't think Brian Robinson makes a difference in that game at all.
Well,
I really don't.
But here's something I wanted to say, though. Brian Robinson got a bad rap for last year. If we actually count how many games he had, like 18 or 19, he basically had like one or two games of like more than 17 carries. He had like every game was like 8 carries, 10 carries. We know that running backs don't really get into rhythm like that. I'm not saying he's the greatest running back ever, but what I'm saying is if you're going to trade him, you should have brought in a little bit more behind him, because now we're in a situation where I hope Chris Rodriguez does well. I feel, once again, I feel everyone on the airwaves and the fans, everything, a little bit overrating Chris Rodriguez. You know,
maybe PJ, I love your energy and I'm with you, bro, but 82 yards on like what, 10 carries last week for Bill? Like, where was this conversation last when he was the Pepsi Rookie of the Week, dude? Our seventh round pick was awesome.
Bill is awesome. My point is Bill is awesome. Bill, I got him on fantasy teams. He might end up being like kind of like a star. My point is the depth, right? Running backs is one of the positions that gets injured the most. So now in a situation where we're down Brian Robinson because we traded him. We didn't bring in a running back to replace him off practice squad. And now we've got Chris Rodriguez, McNichols, and Bill, right? I have no problem with Bill starting. He's awesome. My problem is the depth, because statistically speaking, over the next month, one of these three running backs is probably going to get injured. I hope Jeremy Nichols can play like Eckler does, but I think it was an overrating of the depth of running back. The issue is not trading Brian Robinson. The issue is trading Brian Robinson, but not bringing up enough behind him. Now, okay, we're going to play Rodriguez more. You know, you're going to play Bill more, but you're missing something with Eckler out. I hope Nichols. Here's the thing. I don't want to be right. I want to be wrong because they're my team. I just think we overrated the running back depth a little bit too much, and now we've put ourselves in a precarious position because of bad management of that position. Once again, I want to be wrong.
Yeah.
This is my team, so, you know.
Yeah,
hopefully, I mean that all the way.
Good call, bro. Hopefully Bill can be the, you know, the bell cow. He can tout the rock. They can use McNichols and Rodriguez. I think three running backs is fine. They might end up calling up another guy from the practice squad or bringing in a veteran that's out there if they get another injury. I think the three that they have are serviceable, and that's why they made the decision to trade Brian Robinson. We'll close out the show next. Take more of your phone calls. 1-800-636-1067. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Queen always gets me fired up. Good job, Wes. I mean, that was one of my favorite songs as a kid. We will rock you. and then We Are the Champions. All I listened to was sports music growing up. You're listening to AWOD here on The Fan. Let's go to the phone lines, and then I'll close out the show by telling you the best and worst of my trip to Lambeau. It was awesome to be live from Titletown Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. You can hear us on there right now, as well as The Fan in D.C. and the Team 980, as well as the free Odyssey app. Let's go to Philip in Silver Spring. What's up, Philip? You're on The Fan with AWOD.
How you guys doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm trying to stay optimistic and positive because I think the Packers are a playoff team once again, and they were at home.
Yeah, I got a couple of things to say. Number one, it seems like Matt LaFleur owns Dan Quinn. They panned over to the sideline, and they showed Dan Quinn with his arms crossed. They reminded me of Henry Winkler in The Waterboy. Matt LaFleur just takes his lunch money every time, and he seems to know it. So that's in his head, one thing. Number two, I thought the game planning from Cliff Kingsbury was really bad. I thought Kroski Merritt, you needed to grind this game out with your running backs. Just get him in there. When you have Jaden sit back in his little air raid system and shotgun every single play, you're playing into Lambeau Field and that team's strength. After a couple of snaps, you could tell that the Packers' D-line had the snap count. They were off the ball as soon as the ball was hiked. And you just set them up for disaster. And you know, Jaden takes a very, very long drop back. So these speed rushers, they easily go around these tackles. I think it was a big mistake by Kingsbury not using, I know people are saying Kroski Merritt's a rookie, but you didn't trade Robinson because of Eckler. You knew who Eckler was. Eckler's a third down back. They traded him because of what Kroski Merritt and possibly what Chris Rodriguez offer. Robinson's not a good running back. We know that.
So let me say something, dude. All right, I'll let you respond as well. But I think Jacory Kroski Merritt, I think Bill missed a block or something and kind of got benched, and they went with Eckler. He made a mistake, and they went with the veteran. I think that was the decision right there. But you're right. What's interesting is Matt LaFleur absolutely has Dan Quinn's number, and he had Joe Witt's number on Thursday night. But he was kind of ballsy for his calls. Like, they took five deep shots on the opening two possessions. We all had so much confidence. Oh, our secondary is improved. He saw something that Lattimore, Amos, and Sainer still were all burnt. Even Quan Martin and Will Harris, you know, were not very good. So you got to give LaFleur credit, too.
Yeah, I give him credit, but Connerly missed a ton of blocks. You didn't bench him. I mean, Kroski Merritt was patient. He was moving the ball. He was getting 5 yards a chunk almost. Do that two times in a row. Bring the linebackers up. You can't just do that. The linebackers dropped 10 yards off the line of scrimmage.
My only response would be Connerly's a first-round pick. You're not going to bench a first-round pick. Bill's a seventh-round pick.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I'm just being sarcastic in a manner, facetious in a manner. But you can't set yourself up for failure like this. You got to help Jaden out. He can't be Superman. The Green Bay Packers were a very good team. You're not going to beat a very good team with one player making the difference.
No,
you had to come up with a strong game plan and play well together.
The game plan offensively could have been much better, but they had an opportunity to score 24 points on the road, and that's not bad at all.
I don't know. Through most of that game, they couldn't move the ball. I thought they scored one meaningful touchdown, and the last touchdown was really this game is over, nobody get hurt on the Green Bay side. Yeah. Play it tight, make them spend time, make them waste the clock.
Well, look, I mean, I said it earlier. It came down to the first two drives of the game, three and out and three and out. And when Washington gets that one first down, then they can go to the hurry up, and that's when Jaden's at his best, and then he starts running. They couldn't get that first down. I don't know if it was the play calling or just lack of execution. I think it's more lack of execution. I didn't think Cliff was great, but I'm blaming the players.
When you have a draw play to Eckler, who's not really a running back like that anymore, and he gets 2 yards, you've already set yourself behind.
Yeah.
I don't know why they kept starting Eckler. He's not the reason why we traded Robinson. Now, you overplayed him. When you overplay older guys, their tendons, their muscles, they stress. You get an Achilles tear.
Yeah. No, you're right. I'm just going to argue forever that Eckler was so spectacular last year that I don't blame them at all. You know? He was amazing. All right, good call, bro. I appreciate you chiming in. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7. The Fan, the Super Bowl champion and the legend, Doc Walker, is coming up next. I'm sure he'll give you his thoughts as well as going around the National Football League. Quickly to close out the show, though, that was fun. I mean, everything that you hear about Lambeau, Titletown, about Green Bay is true. It is very, very small. Very, very small. I mean, it's like, what, 40,000 people live there? The downtown Green Bay, Michael Phillips and I walked it in like 15 minutes or less, the entire thing. But then you get to like Lambeau Avenue and Mike McCarthy Way and all that stuff. It's fantastic. All of the houses are so cool. Everything you hear about the people being nice and inviting you over is absolutely true. I had two guys come up to me with like crazy Wisconsin accents, and they were like so nice, and they were wishing me luck. They were, good luck in the game tonight. We're so glad Dan Snyder's gone. It's been so much fun to see so many Commanders fans here. Like, what? They welcomed us in with open arms. And also, it's the cheese capital, man. Those cheese curds are amazing. I wish I brought some home. That was so much fun. So a really cool trip, one that I will absolutely remember for a long time, but hopefully a game in which the Commanders will forget. And watch the film, get better, move on, and prepare for next Sunday against the Vegas Raiders. I cannot wait for this Eagles-Chiefs game. That's my certified NFL game of the week. Absolutely guaranteed. Worth your viewing pleasure. I do think it will be a one-score game at the end. All right, that, I'm almost guaranteeing that. That'll be a one-score game. We got a couple Monday night football games I'm interested in. I think there's a realistic chance the Chiefs make the playoffs but don't win their division. Chargers-Raiders, winner of that one, could have the upper hand. Broncos also a decent team. And then you got Bucks-Texans, two Monday night football games. I love that. So full Sunday slate. Usually I kind of try to avoid the NFL after a Commander's loss, but it's so early in the season, I want to see what everyone else has. I'll be watching Giants-Cowboys Sunday at 1 p.m. Doc Walker coming up next. Thanks to Wesley for running the ones and twos. Appreciate everybody listening to the show. Check out my Inside the Locker Room conversations with Quan Martin and Brandon Coleman by rewinding on the Odyssey app or checking out the podcast. I'll check you guys out next Saturday here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.